Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Great. Hey everybody, I'm Stefano Bentasuglia and I'm a software engineer in Red Hat. And today I'm going to introduce you to Conforma, a supply chain policy engine that my team and I are actively developing. Let's start from the problem. As the audience in this room may already know, we are seeing a boom in tools to generate S-bombs. And we have plenty of, secure supply chain artifacts in general. And we have plenty of S-bombs, SALSA provenance attestations, and vulnerability reports in our pipelines. So basically what we spent in the last years is solving the generation problem. But we have another problem now. We have all this data, but who is actually verifying it? For example, if an S-bomb contains a vulnerability, if a vulnerability is present in an S-bomb, no one checks. Are we actually releasing our software securely? Of course not. This is why, if we don't have a mechanism to verify all these documents, all we have is passive compliance, not active security. And we cannot rely on human oversight either to verify these documents, because it cannot keep pace with the modern CI/CD deployment velocity. This is why we built Conforma. Conforma is an open source tool designed to sit exactly in the gap between artifact generation and production deployment. It works by evaluating the documents generated by the supply chain and to evaluate them against a policy that is defined as a code. And finally, it outputs a clear pass-fail signal that can be used in the pipeline. It also generates a human-readable output to make the violations that are produced during the evaluation clearly understandable and to facilitate the remediation. Last but not least, it is designed as a lightweight CLI tool that can be easily integrated in your pipeline, where it can serve as a blocking gate. This is how it works at a high level. The CLI takes as input all the documents that are generated in your pipeline. So for example, image manifests, image signatures, S-bombs, SALSA provenance attestations, but also CVE scans, test reports, and basically whatever you want to validate. And evaluates them against a policy. That is a set of rules that enforce a variety of compliance checks against these documents. This policy is highly flexible because it can be adapted and parameterized using a policy configuration file so that the same policy logic can be used with different security profiles for different environments. And finally, the CLI produces a simple output, as I said, that can be used as a blocking gate in your pipeline. Having the policy logic and the policy configuration versioned as a code in a Git repo offers several advantages. First of all, you can apply the same quality standards that you use for your application code also for your security logic. Also, your policy and hence your security posture is fully versioned and auditable. You can also write unit tests for the rules you implement so that you are sure that they behave exactly as intended. And finally, the policy can be jointly maintained using a collaborative governance model where several teams contribute to the policy definition. We in Conforma, in Red Hat, adopted Conforma on the majority of our builds, and we aim to adopt it on the totality of our builds. At the following link, you can find the full list of checks that we enforce on our builds. And in this slide, I put the most interesting ones. So for example, we have base image checks to ensure that the base images that we use in our containers are trusted and come from trusted registries. S-bomb checks that enforce a variety of checks against the packages listed in an S-bomb, such as if they are allowed, if they have only allowed attributes, and so on. Several checks against the SALSA provenance attestations to enforce SALSA security levels, but also checks that ensure that the software is free of CVEs, and checks that ensure that the software is being tested and that all the tests are green. But that's enough talk. Let's move to the demo.
First of the day.
Let's start with a simple example. So suppose we want to validate a simple JSON file that contains a list of animals belonging to different species. We implement our rule. This is written in Rigo language. That is a declarative query language that is designed specifically to write policies. You can see here that we define some metadata that describe the rule and the steps that are needed to fix the violation. Then we have at line 10, let's see if the laser works, yes. At line 10, deny contains result is the default pattern to define a violation in Conforma. And then the rule simply iterates the list of animals and throws a violation if any snakes are found in it. So basically what we are enforcing with this rule is that we are forbidding snakes from being on the list. Then we have our policy configuration that in our case simply includes the rule we just defined. And that's it. Two files is all we need to run Conforma. It's that simple. Let me show you the command. ECValidate input is the main CLI command. Then we pass the input JSON that we want to validate. The policy YAML, that is the policy configuration that will be used for the validation. And then a couple of arguments, or optional arguments, to improve output readability. I also added a line to show you how the command produces a simple 0-1 exit code. And this is the output. Since we had a snake in our list, you can see that the validation failed with one violation. And you can see in the violation text all the metadata that we defined to describe it. So we have the reason why it failed, that is pointing out specifically which animal is throwing it, and the solution steps to remediate it. Notice also how the command exited with a non-zero exit code because the validation failed. Now let's suppose we have two snakes in our list, and let's see how the Conforma output changes in this case. Now we have two violations, one for each snake, and again, the reason of each violation shows exactly which snake is throwing it, so this further facilitates the remediation. The command is still, the validation is still failing, so let's fix it now by transforming our snakes into rabbits. So let's run Conforma again. And you can see that now the validation is passing and the no snakes rule is successful now. Since the validation is passing, the exit code is now zero. Sometimes we don't want to straight up deny something, but just warn the user about potentially bad situations. So for example, in our case, we are okay with cats and dogs being in the same list, but we want to warn, we want the user to be aware about potential fights. So let's define a warning rule. This is very similar to what we did before. Again, we have the metadata that describe it and the solution steps. Then we have warn contains result, that is the default pattern to define a warning. And then the rule simply checks if there are both cats and dogs in the list, and if so, it throws the warning. Let's run Conforma again. And you can see that now the validation is still successful and the exit code is zero because warnings are non-blocking. You can see that the warning is showing up in the result list, again with all the information that we need. And we still have the no snakes rule that is successful. Another useful feature for Conforma is the possibility to include or exclude specific rules from the evaluation. So, for example, we are okay with cats and dogs being the same list. We don't care about the warning because we know that our cats and dogs get along well with each other. So we want to exclude that warning. We create this section in the policy configuration file that's excluding the rule and run Conforma again. You can see how the warning disappeared from the results list because the rule is not being evaluated anymore. Of course, you can do this also with violation rules. And you can also include only specific rules in your evaluation. Now let's move to something more interesting. Let's validate an SBOM. I created a sample SBOM in SPDX format. You can see here the first lines. And you can see here the list of packages. I put two packages in it, one legit one, that is my app, and one that simulates a package affected by a critical vulnerability. So let's write our rule. This is slightly more complex than the previous ones, but basically what it does is to iterate the packages in the SBOM and checks if any of them is included in a user-defined list of disallowed packages. That is this rule data packages key. And if one is found, the violation is thrown and the failure message clearly points out which is the package, the disallowed package. For this rule, I admit I cheated a bit because I imported a library of helper functions that we in Conforma created to help navigate the main types of attestations. And this is our policy configuration file. In this case, we are not only importing the library and the rules definition, but we have also this new section, rule data, where we define the user data, basically, the configuration that the user wants to use for his evaluation. And here we can disallow the package version that is affected by the critical vulnerability. So let's run Conforma against the SBOM with this configuration. And the validation is failing because Conforma is correctly detecting the disallowed package. You can see again the steps that are needed to remediate the violation. So let's suppose now that we fix our application by bumping the package to a new major version that is not affected by the vulnerability, and that we update the SBOM so that it reflects the change. And in fact, you can see here that now the SBOM is listing version 2. So let's run Conforma again. And you can see that now the validation is successful, meaning that the SBOM is compliant to our policy now. The last demo is the most interesting one. I created a sample repo. By the way, don't worry about copying the link. I will share it with you at the end of the presentation. And I will show you how we can validate SBOMs and salsa provenance attestations that are being generated by a GitHub Actions workflow. So let's clone the repo first. Here we go. You can see here that it consists of a simple containerized Golang application. And for the sake of simplicity, I put in this same repo the policy rules and the policy configuration. However, for better management and security, they should live in their own repo. By the way, this is easy to do because in the policy configuration, you can reference other policy sources also using OCI tags or GitHub links, making referencing sources cross-repo very easy. This, for example, is a policy configuration file that we use in one of our Red Hat repos. So let's move on. You can see here that the Golang application has a dependency on zero log 132 that I introduced to show you how Conforma deals with it. And then we have a very simple container file that simply copies the binary, the newly built binary inside the container and then runs it. So let's define our rules. The first one is the same that we use in the previous example that just checks that the packages in an SBOM are disallowed or not. And then we have this new rule that checks that the builder ID that is specified in our salsa provenance is among a list of allowed builder IDs. Again, here we have this allowed builder IDs key that is a section defined in our policy configuration file, similarly to what we did with our disallowed packages. And if the allowed builder ID is not found, the exception is thrown. So this is our policy configuration. You can see again we are importing the policy files and we have this rule data where we are disallowing zero log version 131. Remind that in our application we are using 132, so this is okay. And we are allowing only one builder ID that is specific for my repo, specific for the release workflow that is specifically running on the main branch. So this is very strict. And then we define our workflow. It will have three jobs, build, validate, and promote. What I'm showing you here is the core step of the validate job. It's using the publicly available image of Conforma. Here, for the sake of consistency, I pinned a specific digest, but you could use the latest digest for simplicity. And I am calling here the Conforma CLI using the validate image command. This is different from the validate input because it can run additional checks against the image being validated, such as image signature check, salsa provenance attestations signature check, and format check. Here I'm passing the image reference as input instead of a file, and we have also additional arguments that are needed for the signature verification. So let's see what's the output of this workflow. By the way, this is an actual output that is taken by querying the GitHub API, so you can also find the output of this workflow on GitHub itself. And you can see here that the validation is failed because we are running the release workflow on the main branch, and we have an allowed zero log version in our application. So you can see that the three jobs are successful. The promote job only executes if the validate job is successful, and it promotes the newly built artifact to the latest tag, simulating a successful release. By the way, I didn't include it in my demo, but this workflow actually pushes the artifact my personal image registry on Quay, whose link I will share with you at the end of the demo. You can also see here in the workflow output, in the workflow log, that it's listing the artifacts that are being generated. So let's now suppose that we change our policy, and we now forbid zero log versions up to 132. You can also notice here that we have two policy configuration files, policy pull request and policy release. This is because we are using different security profiles for the same policy rules. In particular, with regards with the builder ID, because it is different if the workflow is run against a pull request or against a release. Actually, this is a different workflow running on a pull request or the release workflow running on the main branch. The updated policy triggers a failing workflow. You can see here that the validate job failed. Let's take a closer look at the Conforma output. You can notice here that there is the violation as expected, pointing out that zero log 132 is disallowed. And you can also see here that we have the other rules that are being evaluated that are successful. So we have the attestation signature check and syntax check, the image signature check, and then our rule about the builder ID. So we want to fix the violation, so we open a PR. Oh, by the way, basically what we did before is to prevent a release of a software that is not compliant to our policy. So we want to fix the violation now to be able to release again. So we open a PR where we bump a zero log to 133. And this is the workflow output running on the pull request. It is successful, so it is the change we did made our code compliant to our policy. And notice here how the pull request workflow only has two jobs because it doesn't need to release the software, of course. So we can safely merge the change. You can see here how the change is reflected on the main branch. And finally, the workflow running against this commit is successful again, meaning that we can safely release our application, being sure that it is compliant to our policy. And that's it. Thank you for your attention. And if you have any, want to download the link, you can find it here. Any questions?
Questions? They're up there. Someone, yeah. ratchet rather than just block?
The question is, if you have, for example, two CVEs in your code and you fix one, are you able to release again and just improve the situation gradually, right? Yes, basically, what you do with your policy depends on you. So, for example, you can temporarily exclude one specific CVE from your evaluation or a set of, for example, based on severity of CVEs, so you can action it gradually. Yes? Maybe here.
The links between belts are getting four or fours.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Repeat that and fix it afterwards.
Okay, the link is broken. So let me share it. Maybe you can see here. It's basically... this part without the build sample, so I had two repo. Only with FOSDEM 2026 is the one that links.
I was wondering if you can use other sources to define these policies, like checking on GitHub if there are critical bugs on any of your dependencies.
The question is if you can use other sources to evaluate your policy, other source of truths, right? But you mean on GitHub, like bugs?
You have a list of dependencies and you want to check if any of these dependencies have any critical bugs open.
Okay, so for example, if you on GitHub you have a list of dependencies and these dependencies have some bugs open on GitHub, like GitHub issues, right? You could, for example, write in a rule that queries the GitHub API and checking if there are any bugs. This is an idea. I don't know if there are any tools that can do it. You could use the output from a task running that specific tool and evaluate that in Conforma. For example, we do this with vulnerability scans. We use ClearScan in our pipeline that generates the vulnerability report, and we only evaluate that report. We don't actually check vulnerabilities by ourselves. Yes?
Oh. I was just wondering, like, the inputs to your policies, such as the SBOMs you generate or the attestations, like, what kind of... how do you produce those, and like, how do you then, I see you have some code and uses to integrate with those things, but I just kind of wondered what things do you support as inputs to the policies?
The question is how we generate the SBOMs or how we import them in our evaluation?
Like a little bit of both, and like what things do you generally as like support, like the
attestations
or what?
What do you support as inputs to your policy?
Okay. What do you support as input in your policy? We use, when you call the validate image command, basically what the Conforma does is to use the cosine download command that downloads all the attestations related to that image. So basically that, but you could also attach to the, for example, our build system attaches in the Salsa provenance attestation the full report of the query run with all the tasks that have been run, parameters and outputs, logs, so we are able to check basically everything that happened in our build pipeline.
More a question sort of as a community. I can see some very common policies appearing. So is there a way of sort of having a general policy that people can then sort of pick upon? Because you've obviously demonstrated one that's quite specific to a dev cycle, but actually just validating or picking up on that previous one. Mm-hmm. Fail the build if you've got any critical vulnerabilities, or fail it if it doesn't validate against an SBOM standard.
Yeah.
Standard policy default.
Yeah, the question is if there are some default policies like sets of rules to check sets of things, no? Vulnerabilities or maybe just image checks and so on. We have some in the metadata, we can define collections. So we have collections of rules that checks, for example, salsa attributes, or we have a minimal set of policies that check signature and not much more. So yes, we have this function. It's not so extended, let's say. We could have more granularity, but the feature is there. For example, yes, there is the minimal collection, a collection called minimal that has the basic set of policies that you can enforce. So you can could start from there. OK, time's up. So thank you again.
All right, thanks, Stefan, again.